Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go right on out and see how futures are trading. Here are the composite numbers in Kansas City. December wheat, 894, up 1.25. March, 909.25, up 2.5. December wheat in Chicago, 843, up 1. March, 861.75, up 1. December corn, 746.5, down 2.5. May, 751.25, down 3. July is at 745.5, down 1.5. December 13, 639.75 is unchanged. January soybeans, 1448, down 5.75. March, 1441.5, down 6.75. July, 1410, down 6.75. November of 13, 1309.25, down 8. December soybean meal, 446.20, up a dollar. December soybean oil, 49.46, down 44. December live cattle, 126.32.5, down 67.5. January feeder cattle, 145.67.5, up 7.5. December lean hogs at 84.30 are up 37.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, Taiwan's Maize Industry Procurement Association today purchased 60,000 metric tons of Brazilian corn. They did it despite the fact that Brazilian ports are all snagged up. They did it despite the fact that Brazil is close to running out of corn for export shipment. And they did it for delivery in the January 1-15 period. They want it fairly quickly. And why did they do it? They did it because it's 65 cents a bushel less than U.S.
That would be 65 good reasons.
So the question then becomes, why has not the Futures Board responded accordingly?
Well, you know, we are down, but we are knowing that that is also the end of quick shipment stuff pretty much out of South America. We didn't expect them to even come with the offers for this. You know, we are in a trading range here right now, but it is on the heavy side the way we closed yesterday, you know, off our highs quite a bit, and the way we're reacting today a little bit negative. But we are looking at a time period here where there isn't going to be another grocery store that has much on the shelves.
But is it going to matter, because it's going to cost an arm and a leg if we got to ship it with rail or truck down to the Gulf if the Mississippi has issues and if it does close or remains primarily closed? Those costs are going to be passed on, of course, to the countries buying, and they're going to say, you know, feed wheat looks pretty good.
Have you looked at the price of wheat lately, Dave?
I have, but
870
yes.
compared to yes. 750. Wheat isn't in the feed bracket right now. That's one of the reasons that the corn is holding its value. You know, as we know that we've got bad weather out west in the wheat belt. We know that the Russian wheat crop was short. We know that the Australian wheat crop had some problems. We know there's some drought problems around the world and coming on down. But the difference is we're up to a level where we're not using the bushels for feed wheat because of cost.
I mean, yes, all of that true. Australian Bureau of Agriculture, Resource Economics and Sciences today dropped their production to 22 million metric tons. That's down 500,000 tons from September. So, yes, we do have these wheat issues all over the place. But, again, the board is not responding upward.
Well, like I said, you know, we're tight on bushels compared to what we've used last few years, but at the price, we're not tight for feed wheat bushels.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of like the American corn compared to the Brazilian corn right now, you know, that's the same difference on feed and net.
Turn our attention then to other things. We have a WASDE coming up, I believe it's next week. What do you expect to see?
Well, I mean, everybody expects to see that we increase the bean oil export numbers along the way. You know, but I don't know that we will do a lot of other things for this report. I think this one's going to, you know, looking to be a pretty blah report.
I don't know why USDA wouldn't drop the U.S. exports for corn.
Well, you know, that's a very, very big factor that they should, the way that probably should, the way our export sales have been or export shipments have been. A lot of people still figuring over the next, after we get into the new year, that we'll have 2 to 3 months of pretty good shipments that might help us catch up. I would probably tend to agree that there's a good possibility they could drop those export numbers.
I would just say because we haven't shipped anything really of significance thus far, and we're running way, way behind what we need for 1.15 million, even if we got some good exports down the road, that's a pretty stiff number to get with not a lot of time to get it.
We got a long ways to go and a short time to get there, I believe, a phrase in one song, and that goes for the corn exports.
So not really anticipating a lot out of the wazoo. So what are we looking at? A choppy sideways trade into the end of the year, or are we going to look at some seasonals, which seems to suggest in this time of year we usually see some sort of a rally?
I think we're just until we see some new news of some sort, we're range bound, and I think that we're still in there until something pops out that tells us we need to break out to the downside or the top side for right now, Dave. And that could be more export sales. It could be the economic conditions that pop forward here. It could be some surprise that we're not expecting in the report next week. But until it changes, we've got people willing to buy support, and we've got people willing to sell rallies. So that tells us we're range-bound until some new news comes along.
Divine the nature of your ranges on, I guess we should look at the March corn, given that December is going
40,
off the board 60, next
69.
Week. And then on the beans for January?
Oh, we're probably looking in the 35 to 75.
So range-bound, choppy trade, and I guess marketers in this period of time just keep their hands in their pockets and wait and see what happens next?
No, we buy dips and we sell rallies, but we don't do anything in the middle.
Okay. What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, of course, we're watching the South American weather. Depending on which advisory firm or which weather forecast you look at, Brazil has been short of moisture in the southern part to their growing area. That's happening. Some other forecasters aren't quite as negative with their weather conditions as some others are. Northern Argentina basically has had some extra wet weather. It's holding up wheat harvest, and it's also delaying corn planting down there. All of the weather situation there, as well as through the west, has to be watched very closely as we go along here. So we're paying attention, not on daily forecast, but on weekly forecast, to see if that situation should be changing, Dave. So that along, and the fiscal cliff is just a great big thing out there. We'll probably just kick the can down the road by some sort of Band-Aid. As somebody put it, a Band-Aid with very little adhesive and a very big wound. it's a very big deal. We could be just like Greece if we don't take care of some of these problems.
Thank you much, Wayne, on that note.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current ticket in your marketplace, December wheat in Kansas City, 8.93 1/4, up a half. March is 9.08 1/4, now a half, up 1 3/4. December wheat in Chicago, 8.43, up 1. March unchanged on the day at 8.60 3/4. December corn, 7.46 3/4, down 2 1/4. July, 7.46, down 1. December of 13, 6.40, now 6.40 1/4, up a half. January soybeans, 14.48 3/4, down 5. July, 14.10, down 6 3/4. November of 13, 13.08, down 9 1/4. December soybean meal, 446.60, up 140. December soybean oil, 49.37, down 53. December live cattle, 126.25, down 75. January feeders, 145.42 1/2, down 17 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.